Good morning, friends around the world. Let's begin our meditation. Today's meditation is titled, Curiosity versus Judgment. You know, after 70 plus years of life, I've come to the conclusion that most of us tend to move in one direction or another. One direction is filled with certainty and confidence, knowledge, wisdom, and a sense of security knowing how things work and what is right and what is wrong. This certainty about life is often filled with an arrogance towards those who don't act or think like we do. When our certainty is challenged, we may reply, "It's always been done that way," or "I know better. I've been there, done that, bought the t-shirt, and went to the convention." There is a sense of comfort in knowing. And anyone who doesn't agree with us, well, we're filled with judgment. They're just wrong, stupid, foolish, or crazy. And the older we get, the more certain we become about things and more judgmental towards those who don't agree with us. We find it harder and harder to admit when we are wrong. Then there is the other direction we can take in life. That direction is mostly absent of judgmental conclusions. It's filled with curiosity, possibilities, hope, and humility. You know, sometimes it's downright uncomfortable to see our certainties challenged. It takes humility to be willing to reevaluate our position on the matter, and even more to be able to say, "You mean I've been wrong all these years?" Or, "I don't care if you've done it this way for 2,000 years. I can see the benefit of doing it differently today." When we are curious, we are far more open to people who are different than ourselves. Instead of judging them badly for doing something different than the way we do things, we might build a bridge by asking them genuinely something like this: "You know, I've never done it that way because I've always believed it wouldn't work. How does doing it your way work for you?" You see, instead of saying, "Boy, are you stupid," or even thinking it, which builds a wall between the two of you, you say, "Wow, tell me how that works for you. I'm really fascinated about this," which builds a bridge in your relationship. Allow me to offer you just one example of the difference there might be between living a life of curiosity and openness or a life of judgment and certainty. One late afternoon, I was in my office at home preparing a homily for next Sunday's Mass. I was at my computer busily working when I heard Trish come in the front door. Then I heard her slam the door and followed by a loud crash. I opened the door to my office and there, on the tile floor, was a picture that had fallen off the wall and all the glass had broken into a million pieces. I went down the hallway and yelled at Trish, "Why did you slam that door so hard? The picture I got for you for our anniversary is in a million pieces on the floor." Can you hear my anger? Can you hear my judgment? Trish turned around to look at me with her hands and arms filled with grocery bags and said, "Honey, I didn't slam the door. The wind did it." My judgment was absent of curiosity, wasn't it? I might have said something like this: "Honey, are you okay? Can I help you?" No, because I knew she slammed the door. For the rest of our time together during this meditation, you might want to ask yourself these questions. Which path am I on today? The path of curiosity by being open to new ideas, new ways, or seeing things and a willingness to be mistaken? Or am I on a path of certainty where I'm not open to new ideas, new ways, or seeing things differently because I am certain about the way I see things today? You may want to ask yourself, where can I practice curiosity with someone who I have been judgmental about in the past? Do I want to be open to new things in life and explore other possibilities, or am I comfortable in believing I've got life pretty much figured out and don't need anything or anyone meddling with my comfort and certainty.